So after the wine tasting ended, we cleaned up after the fancy event, took care of the dishes and pots from dinner that night. We got everything prepared for breakfast the following day and made sure something was out for the midnight snackers.
Betty and Sandra were with you the whole time in the galley.
Except when they would have been in the dish pit and I was in the kitchen or the pantry. So yeah, for sure, they was there. They were around.
Never away for more than a minute or two.
Darn tootin'.
Okay, then I think I have everything I need. Thank you, ma'am, for coming in.
Oh, it was no big deal, Deputy Marshal. Happy to help you out. Speaking of which, though, you never told me how it went.
She loved the sandwich and the soup. You were spot on the money.
Just like I told you. When it looks like she's having a bad day of the gloomy gloom, she always asks for the same thing. I thought it would make her happy.
It was perfect. Thanks again for helping out.
So, is there going to be a love connection there, Chuck Woolery?
Easy. We're just friends who enjoy one another's company. I don't want to go slapping labels onto something this quickly and just yet.
Yet?
Miss Alice, you'd make one hell of a detective.
Now let's be watching our language there, Deputy Marshal. No need for the old H-E double hockey sticks now.
Sorry. I forget where I'm at sometimes. It won't happen again.
Well, all righty then. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have breakfast to start serving. Not everybody is the old early birdies like you and me here now. You be good to that sweet little angel and tell her I says hi.
Yes, ma'am. Let me get that for you.
Recording stopped.
Deputy Marshal Marlowe.
Third call from Honolulu.
I'll take it here. Thanks, Dominic.
Hello, am I on?
Charlie, it's Bass. I'm here.
There you are. The connection is worse than usual. So you have me in suspense. Why wasn't this kid Josh Nichols our guy?
I had him in the chair for 3 hours, Charlie. Long enough to establish a baseline and pick up on his mannerisms. Could tell when he was being more nervous than usual. Knew when he was being honest and picked up on his tells for when he was not telling the truth or holding back.
And?
I didn't pick up on anything. The kid wasn't ever lying or intentionally holding back. Eye dilation was constant. No looking around the room when answering. No fidgets. Nothing to indicate deception. Then there were his physical responses. I got the kid worked up, really angry. He was using his right hand as his predominant. When he smacked the table, signed the releases, right-handed.
And your Vic had his coconut cracked on his back left side before he was stabbed.
Our guy is a southpaw. Favors the left.
Well, then it's the nose back to the grindstone then, boys.
Copy that. Been, Charlie. Honestly.
Then what's all this troll talk?
Oh, that. It's a simple misunderstanding, Charlie. I initially made the same mistake myself. There's a series of stations in Droning Maud, run by Norwegians. Tor Station, Troll Station, and most recently, Troll 2. The people here just call them trolls. It's a nickname.
So then why are everybody's knickers in a knot?
Because they're a handful once they've been drinking. And they drink a lot. Loud, obnoxious, overbearing. They're researchers, but they're all 6'2 or taller. And when they get drunk, they lose all coordination, start breaking stuff, and the occasional fistfight breaks out. They're a big nuisance, Charlie, but not real trolls. Hold on, Charlie. Let me get a pen. All right, go.
Of the 9 you indicated, 6 had no additional information. What we found was what was in the NSF file. Nothing additional of importance.
So who were the 3 and what did you find? intelligence operative.
Bingo. Had his photo and prints on file, sent to FBI, CIA, NSA, the whole alphabet gang, and nothing. Just his selective service paperwork and DMV records starting in 2008.
Got it. Okay, who else?
David Brewster failed to disclose his past criminal record on his application to NSF.
Reno Dave? What'd he do?
Theft, possession of stolen goods, trafficking in stolen goods, drug possession, theft of interstate commerce, misdemeanor embezzlement, soliciting for funds under pretense, larceny, GTA. Hell, how long that satellite stay in range there, Bass? I got two more pages of charges here.
I get it, Charlie. Any outstanding warrants? Is he a bail jumper? Who's number three?
Lewis Dicker.
He's one of the people I cleared to head back to the States.
Easy, Bass. It's only unpaid child support. Don't think that's a motive for your dead egghead. Well, that's all I got for you. I need to head out and catch my flight. You just remember what I said.
Yeah, focus on the plants, not the weeds.
Are doing wonderful this morning. Today is Thursday, October 21st, and it's 0900 on the tick. This is Miss Cheryl Lynn here with your South Pole daily announcements. As a reminder, all cargo flights continue to be suspended for the next 24 hours. All loading teams are expected to use this time to tidy up their stations and storerooms. Normal PAX terminal operations will recommence 0900 hours tomorrow. Uh-oh. Our weatherman Topper Hunt says we may be in for an unusual cold snap tonight. Due to higher than expected fronts, temps after 2000 hours may get as low as high 90s below. So bundle up real good and don't catch your deaths of cold. Ooh, on Sunday evening, a special art class will be held by our own custodian, Mikhail.
John the park.
So y'all stop on by at 1900 Sunday for Introduction to Origami, making crinkly papers with color look like bird shape. Bless his heart. Come and get it later tonight, y'all. Lunch Lady Alice is whipping up some American classics for our Norwegian visitors. We'll have hamburgers or cheeseburgers with full topping bar set up. She'll be frying up some chicken with coleslaw and cornbread. There'll be fall off the bone spare ribs and baked beans, or you can have pizza. For you vegetarians walking amongst us, Betty is making spaghetti squash burrito bowl, veggie paella, or no meat spicy vegetarian chili. I didn't know they could do that. A big old poly congratulations, an attaboy, or girl? Person? Oh, I don't know what's wrong to say these days. Congratulations to James Carter for winning last night's Antarctica's Got Talent competition for his exciting rendition of Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine on his accordion. Way to work that squeeze box, Jimmy. And finally, a word from our area manager, Dr. Lawrence Wainwright. People of Edmondson Scott, we are faced today with a challenge many of us have weathered before. I know there is apprehension in many of you, but if we pull together, face this as a team, I know we can prevail. When our colleagues from the Nordic countries arrive, please remember they are our guests and are set to arrive today at 1400 hours. Department heads will meet at the main conference at 1600 hours for a teleconference with Norway's Minister of Climate and Environment, as well as our own beloved Director of the National Science Foundation, Dr. Panchen Otten. A reception for our Norway friends will be held in B1 Lounge at 1700. All fire crews and repair teams will be on hot standby. Wow, I haven't seen Panch in a year of Sundays. He is nice as all get out. So there you go. You take care now, my polies. We'll get through this just like ripping the old Band-Aid off. You have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you.
Sorry about the pause. Best just let them play through. So, you said things had only escalated between you and Dr. Rodney?
Yeah.
Okay, and when was this?
I don't know, February, March, maybe? Whatever. Around the time the summer crew left and whatnot. It was just, you know, the winter rovers. But that guy, that Dr. Rodney, that guy was a fucking tool, let me tell you. Thought he walked on water and whatnot. Was better than all the rest of us working slobs.
You two got into a fight, from what I've been told.
Okay, well, you can say fight. I wouldn't call it a fight, you know what I mean? This guy sucker punched me. Now? Had it been a fair fight, I would have curb stomped his beaker ass in the next Wednesday in a fair fight. That's what a fight is. He was a little whiny bitch.
Why do you think he punched you? Did you do something, or maybe push him?
You really want to know? You want to know? Okay, I'm going to tell you because you want to know so bad. It was over a frickin' piece of frickin' pie. Tell me, can you believe that?
Piece of pie. Why don't you tell me about that?
You got it. It was sometime in January or something. I was in the galley. I just finished my lunch. Let me tell you, boss, I had just lost 10 pounds that I set for myself. You could bounce fucking quarters off of these abs if you can believe it. So I'm going to reward myself. So I go up and I see this piece of blueberry pie. I'm looking at it. It's looking at me. I throw it on my tray. And then all of a sudden, poof, this little voice pops up and says that I took his pie. As if his name was on the pie or whatever. So I look at him, and I tell him very kindly what he can do with his request. And then I get his standard little, do you know who you're talking to? You know who you're addressing? I knew exactly who I was talking to. That he's little Lord Fauntleroy, and the ladies' hour wasn't until 6, so hit the fucking bricks, bro. Besides, Dr. Rodney had already had enough pie, you know what I'm saying?
What did you mean with that?
This guy weighed like a buck 60, 65 at most. He was all body fat. I didn't see 1 ounce of muscle on this guy. Doesn't do any cardio, doesn't do any upper body work. He's got no lats, no guns. I doubt this guy would even know how to turn on a piece of friggin' exercise equipment. He needed to be on a protein regimen, and I would have told him so had he not been a piece of shit. But he didn't need any more friggin' pie.
To be clear, then, that comment was about the dessert, not about anything else.
What else would it be about?
Well, saying he already had enough pie, it might be construed to mean his relationship with Dr. McKendrick.
I mean, all right, I guess so. If we're talking decades ago, who's using the word pie for that shit anymore? I mean, come on. But, you know, if I think about it, maybe those scummy Jersey Devil fans talk about pie like that. Newark never left 1987. Trans Ams, members only jackets, the boss, you know what I mean? Devils suck balls.
But you were aware that he was romantic with Dr. McKendrick.
Okay. I'm going to make this real easy on you. 9/10 of the station's male population have been, quote unquote, romantic with that broad. She's the station's pump.
Easy, Mr. Ferguson. Let's keep it respectable here.
Whatever.
She ever pursue you?
We had our one night, whatever, back in November. But after that, I didn't want the drama she brought around, trying to play dudes off one another. That's high school shit league.
Tell me where you were the night he was murdered, say from 6 p.m. till midnight.
Jeez, man. You're asking about stuff from, like, half a year ago. What day was it?
March 31st. It was a Wednesday.
Oh, well, that, my friend, is an easy one. 6 p.m., have one of Sandra's protein shakes. 6:15 p.m., get my grub on with the fire crew, boys. Fire crew! 7 p.m., 5 laps down the main hallway, level 1, up DA stairs to 2, down the ZA stairs and back to DA, rinse and repeat 5 more times, 2.1 miles exactly, oh yeah. 7:30 p.m., poker night in the Yellow Arch with the DeWalt boys. 7:50 p.m., this fucking Mikey DiBonito always tries to go all in every single time, like we don't know what he's doing. We know what you're doing, Mikey. Fuck. 9 p.m., poker rinse, so I suit back up, I hit the little gym. 9:15 p.m., hit the weights in the gym, work on the lats, the delts, whatever. 10:15 p.m., back in my rack where I can watch reruns of the Bruins 70-71 championship year and the 2010-2011 Stanley Cup win. That's my jam, man. What I do every freaking Wednesday night. Now, if you'd said Monday, a Saturday, we'd be here all day. Shit out of luck. Couldn't have helped you.
Obviously, lots of people in the galley and the hallways early on. Tell me about who goes to the Wednesday night poker games.
Oh, yeah. We got tons of regulars at the poker game. There's me, there's Zeke, Mikey D, Annie, Reno Dave, Big Lou. Then we got occasional drop-ins. Mikhail, the Biggs boys. You know, Doc Ambrose even came in one time. But, man, we got a hell of a game. Wednesday nights.
All right. The gym. What about the gym? Was anybody else there when you were?
Gym. Oh, yeah, hey, the kid that, you know, the Beaker Hatchlin kid. Why are you looking at me? He's got the Mo Howard haircut. The kid that worked with Rodney, okay? He worked with Rodney. Rodney was always giving him the business, that guy.
Josh Nichols?
Josh Nichols, at the bottom. I don't hang with the Beakers, okay? He's an okay enough kid, I suppose. He's wiping down the equipment. He's re-racking his freaking weights. I got no beef with him, but I don't know no Josh.
All right, and afterwards, any company in your berth after 10?
Don't I wish? No, man, I was solo that night, like most of the nights in the winter, honestly. I don't need no ice wife telling me when to get up, when to take a shower, to stop farting in bed. Fuck that noise, man. I don't need it.
All right, that just about covers all my questions. Thank you, Mr. Ferguson. You can go.
I can go?
We're good. You can go.
Okay, because you're saying I can go, because I'm going to go. You know what, Marshall? With Big Lou leaving, we got an open slot on Wednesday nights, man. You know what I mean? Come on, come play some cards.
I appreciate the offer. I tell you what, I'll think about it. And you know what? I just might show.
All right. That's what I like to hear. You're an intimidating motherfucker. I didn't want to let you in on it then, but now I can say that. You should bring it to poker night.
Every Wednesday over the winter season, you'd be surprised how much a steady routine helps deal with the isolation.
And he was there from start to end.
Just like the week before, week after that, and the week after that. Man's a good card player, too. Could go pro if you want him. But he talks about hockey too much.
You always keep the entire arch spotless, Zeke. Why is all this stuff in the middle of the pump room?
Need to keep the troll eyes off old Hellboy here. The trolls are a bit too curious. And the last thing I need is one of them wandering in and getting chummy with the devil's advocate.
I'd be civil. Delightful, even. I'll shine.
No.
Look, I still haven't made up my mind about this whole situation and what I should do.
Fair enough, lawman. I don't doubt this ain't something you come across every day. Demons, trolls.
All staff be advised, tour has concluded. Guests are in the conference room. Repeat, guests secured in the large conference room. All department heads and guests are to be in B1 lounge at 1700 for the reception event. Be prepared for anything.
You going to that?
Yeah. Mr. Kelly said Wainwright wanted to introduce me. I'm honestly surprised he'd want me there. He doesn't like me.
No idea. Well, could be he wants you there for when the trouble starts. Could be. This is his way of swinging on you.
My invite must have been lost in the mail.
Since I have to go to this thing, I guess I should get cleaned up. I'll let Reno Dave know I'll have to postpone our interview.
Reno Dave is out on the ice in the cargo office. I'll be done here in a few, and I'll let him know for you. See you at the party. Lay a law, man.
Deputy Marshal, Mr. Marlowe.
No time for you now, demon.
I sure hope full Miranda rights are explained before the custodial interrogation.
Pardon me?
Thank you. I sincerely hope that the beginning of these interrogations...
Let me stop you there. Nobody is being detained. Nobody placed under arrest. They are being questioned voluntarily. It's an interview, not an interrogation.
This is how he tries to work you, lawman. Ignore the forked tongue.
I don't agree with your assessment, Deputy Marshal. And I'm confident, given the U.S. Ninth Court's decision in U.S. versus Bassignani, that the reasonable person standard would make any jury also disagree.
Okay. Sure. I'll play along. Why would they disagree?
Man, why are you giving him attention, lawman? Didn't you see Silence of the Lambs? He's gonna get in and mess with your head.
From what I hear, you're interviewing people in your office or a closed conference room, not in public and not in a comfortable setting. Two, I'm betting that you're not telling people that they can leave at any time till the end of the interview, yes? Finally, the court's decided that any discussion where the interviewee may feel cut off from the outside world constitutes a custodial interrogation. Even a first-year, underpaid, overworked public defender would have little trouble arguing that the South Pole Station fits the definition of isolated from the rest of the world.
Thanks for the advice, Franklin. I'll take it under advisement.
When he escapes out of here by wearing your face and being medevaced out, you're getting an I told you.
Recording stopped. Recording started.
Good afternoon, Deputy Marshal. Escort a lady?
Evening, Dr. McKendrick. It would be my pleasure.
Offering your elbow? Moving me to the opposite side of oncoming foot traffic? They were right. You do have old world manners. Rare in this day and age.
Have you been checking up on me?
Absolutely. Even in the summer months, this is still a tiny station, so anybody new is interesting. Anybody new and interesting is worth the effort. Like our Norwegian visitors, they... Wait, that's right. You've never been here on a troll visit before. It's your first time.
I have to say, for all the anxiety and preparations that have been going on the past week, I was expecting, a horde of rampaging Vikings ransacking the station.
Oh, the night is still young, Deputy.
Here we are, B1 Lounge. Allow me.
Introduce you.
To be continued. This has been 90 Degrees South. On behalf of the cast and crew, I'd like to thank you for listening. If you liked the episode and are enjoying the series, please remember to give us a like, a share, a tweet, send a raven, or review on iTunes, Audioboom, or your favorite podcast site. It helps us to get the word out and keeps the cold at bay. Until next time.
This has been a BMB production.